Hello, welcome to Freestyle Salsa Dance Podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and this is episode 14. Today, as you may or may not know, it's a continuation of last week's episode. And listen, I said it last week and I will say it again. I had a very fun, I thought it was a fun conversation, at least. And I had an enjoyable conversation with Justin, and I think what we said has some value, perhaps, or if not, it's good background noise. I do want to address this now, but similarly to last episode where we were name dropping a lot of people, we continued that in the second half of our conversation. So mind the beeps. this part of the conversation, we discussed more of Justin's directing history and our thoughts on directing and that process in general. So please enjoy the episode.
I'm always amazed by like how precise your memory is. Like, it's so detailed.
It's so detailed for no reason. That's what it is.
I mean, some days those details will really help.
Like, yeah, but it's detailed. Like no one benefits by knowing that we were walking a street from Sephora.
Maybe if you're an author, you'd be like very good at this kind of stuff. You need to know that detail. But like,
I mean, yeah, but you can make that stuff up.
Yeah, but like, if you have a memory like that, I imagine like your imagination's probably as clear as that.
It's not. Like,
but like, I don't know, my this is random, this is so tangential, but like, if your recall of your memory is that good and you can see all the details like that, then surely like your imagination, like your mind's eye, is probably as clear. It only makes sense to me.
I mean, I can only pull from reality though. Like, I can very clearly see from my perspective that like when we were walking across the street from Sephora.
Right. Well, I think that's a gift. I'm sure that it will come in handy somewhere.
The only place it's come in handy is sometimes for like, like I've been for this podcast. Like, I've been like been able to make some like, oh my God, it's been like, I'm trying to make, like, write about as much, like, that would take me about an hour to record. I start on my first topic, transition to my second topic. Halfway through my second topic, I go, this is going to take me 2 hours. I have to save the second topic.
Yeah.
Because I can remember that much detail from, like, anecdotes. And then sometimes some stuff just comes back to me. Like, it's bad.
Well, like you can predict that the conversation is going to be a lot longer than what you allotted for it.
No, I can't predict that. That's the problem.
But when it comes up, you know that's how much detail is left because you remember all of it.
I guess. I don't know. Let's just say that I intended this to be like within like the first 10 episodes. And right now it's looking like this episode that we're recording is going to be like episode 13.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I don't know, man. It's been very interesting. Yeah. Anyways, back to the recording of this episode. Okay, I guess this sort of, like, this bleeds into, like, the previous stuff that we've been talking about. But, before I move on to that, do you prefer, like, the filming or, like, performing in front of people? Just out of pure curiosity. Because some people prefer filming.
Definitely in front of people.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I totally agree with you on that, like, the energy from the crowd.
Okay, that's something about that. Okay, good. So knowing that you prefer output versus process, maybe, I don't know, like, thinking back to that singular time I experienced Justin the director, I don't know, it's very interesting because I think you ran practice in a way that was beneficial to everyone, if that makes sense. Like, you were very mindful of the skills of your dancers, so you didn't feel the need to like over-explain some things to more experienced dancers, but then you also didn't necessarily under-explain it, I think, to those who were less experienced. And like,
I see.
The one thing that I distinctly remember, it was like the way that you taught transitions for your formations. I remember like I was having a really bad day because I think I had to do like chug can certifications, and that was just awful. And I was
right. You were the beer chug captain, right?
Yeah, I was chug captain, and then I had to do chug can certification, and then I also had to like kind of break up with the guy I was seeing.
Right.
It was an awful day. And then I didn't eat a lot. It was awful. And so I come to your practice, and I remember just being like, oh my God, I can't. I just want to go home, but I have to be here. I can't. And this was like when you were teaching their formations for like the first time, I think. And this was like the one formation change that I just remember you teaching so vividly. It was the first formation change from our opening position into the ice skating part.
Oh, the jump?
Yeah.
I kind of remember this. Yeah, I do. Man, I can't even remember my own dance.
Yeah, it was, you were like, you got to be at the spot in time for the jump. And I remember I was having like such a hard time. I had to like kind of like change some of the movements to get to that position in time. And I remember you were just like, you tried to explain it to me. I gave you the most vacant look. And then you were like, you know what? You have... From this point to this point, you need to get from here to there. So figure it out. And then you moved on to like helping somebody else. And I was, and like in hindsight,
wait,
that was actually
that?
Yeah.
Wait, what? That's so funny. Wait, what? I told you to like, okay, like I just gave you a large distance to cover, and I just said like figure it out.
Yeah, you did, and that was actually really helpful.
What? How is that helpful? That's literally not like, that's the opposite of helpful.
No, but see, that's the thing. I was a more experienced dancer. You were like, you can figure it out. I trust you. I'm going to move on to somebody who I'm going to use this time to help somebody where my explaining things would be more helpful. So you can figure it out, and I'm going to move on. And I remember being like, why would you do this to me at the time? But in hindsight, that's actually very good.
Oh my gosh. Like, in my hindsight, that sounds like, given the context of your day, that sounded pretty terrible.
I mean, it was pretty awful within the context of my day, but like if I'd had a less awful day, it would not have been, it would have been great.
I see. And anyway, I offer you I want to say sorry about that.
I should like apologize for my behavior, because I was just like, it was a bad day, Justin. It was a very bad day.
No, you're good.
I guess maybe whether you were aware of it or not, I think you were very mindful of like dealing with like the skill gap of like the dancers that you had to deal with. Like, like if you gave that to like one of like the first years who were new to basic and dancing, just like figure it out, that would have been the least helpful thing you probably could have said to them. But for me, at that time, I just needed time to figure out how to get from point A to point B, and then the way that you were breaking it down was not making sense. So your resolve just to say, you know what, you will figure it out. Just get here at this point.
It sounds so funny. Wow, that clashes with the mental image of how I was at that time.
Really,
which was very like, yeah, which was like very like harried, like, you know, like very like rushed, like super anxious, like in my head. Like running around all over the place, kind of like trying to get everything working, image in my head. And that decision that like you described right there sounded pretty decisive, which is a contrast, because, you know, I imagine myself as pretty indecisive and anxious.
Interesting.
Anyway.
I mean, like,
yeah,
you did spend a little time trying to explain to me how you envisioned me getting there, and then you just kind of gave up on that, which is smart. Like, directors have to be flexible.
So funny. Yeah. I'll keep that in mind when hopefully I direct in Cypher. We'll see.
I mean, I hope. I probably won't be there for Cypher this year.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Are you busy that time?
No, I just want to be back for graduation instead.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
Hey, it's like, yeah, the children.
Huh? Why don't you just stay there from Cypher for like 3 months? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you just put your whole life on pause and, enjoy our performance?
I'll see the videos. Victor
I'm
is
just
gonna be there,
kidding.
so I'll see the videos.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, also it's like, I was there for in November, obviously. And
Yeah.
I saw some of the RDT dances, and I just don't recognize a lot of the children. And I'm just like, you know what? If I have one trip to spend in the spring, I would rather spend it on graduation than.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair.
I want to see the children graduate.
Yes.
I know
Yes.
I've talked to and I talked to other people, and I know that if you decide to direct again before you graduate, people will be absolutely thrilled. Like, it's confirmed that
Oh.
they told me that they would be
That's
very
very
happy
sweet.
if you
That's very
directed.
sweet.
That's because you set a very good precedent the first time you directed, which is not super common.
I'm very glad.
Like,
Thank you for conveying that to me.
you were given a very bad hand when you like your first time directing. You were your dance was not chosen initially for Cypher. Then we got Condolence Boba. That's what and
Dolan's boba. That was the most delicious boba I've ever had.
you had Tara
It's great.
Mukti
You remember that?
from Gongcha.
Gosh, dang.
And you're also wearing a red shirt.
Jesus, your details are crazy.
And then you struggled to do the boba poke in my car.
Is it where it kind of spilled?
You didn't spill it. It
Oh,
just
is this a drilling thing, right? It was a drilling thing.
what?
Was this a drilling thing, like fitting it and sucking? wait, this sounds so bad. Recalling this, right?
All I'm saying is that I didn't say it this time.
But how else do you describe it? Like,
You made
you're
fun of me when I
spitting in
described it like
raw.
that.
I know, it's so memeable. I can't believe I walked into it. Like, I kind of knew I was walking into it, but like, dang.
But see, there's no other way to describe it.
Yeah, there really is not. Anyway. Okay. What's the next topic? Sorry, not the next topic, the current
Oh, but my
topic
point
or
was
direct. Yeah.
oh yeah, so I was trying to give context on Treasure Cash
Got
Cash
it.
Remix.
Wait, so then what exactly, like, I know you already described one aspect. I'm just confused. Like, I don't remember my dance being anything special in terms of how I directed it, because
Oh
like
no.
everyone else did like a fine job. Like, I was just confused. So I know that like next time I know what actually like I should keep. Like, I don't even know, like, what was good about the dance,
My
like the way
greatest.
that I directed, besides the way that like conforming to different skill levels and stuff like that.
My greatest tip to you is just be yourself while you're directing, because that was basically your rule of thumb when you were directing the first time, and it worked.
One. But most people are themselves when they're directing, right?
Not
Huh.
always. And
Not
sometimes
always.
being like your social self is not the best situation for being your director self. But for you, it worked. So
I see.
the only tip that I would give you is okay, this is actually a fun little anecdote. So, you know how you would have to connect your computer to the sound system?
Yeah.
For some reason, like you had like your notifications on your computer
Hello.
very like on. And Bruno Mars is blasting the Cash Cash remix, and then like all of a sudden we just hear like this Discord noise like repeatedly. The first few times, like I remember thinking, oh, it's whatever, that it'd be like that, and then it just kept on happening.
Oh.
It was fun because you were like super content just to like pretend like it never happened, which is fair, but I think someone mentioned it to you, then you got like a little bit embarrassed, but it was kind of funny.
I see.
Like, that was like the most offensive thing that you did during practice to give you any sort of like idea.
That was the most offensive, the Discord sound?
Like, offensive in the sense of like that. Like, that was like the, like, you know what I mean? But like, not offensive of like, wow, you but shouldn't have said that. Like, but like, that was like the worst thing like, you did during practice.
I see. That's so interesting. Huh.
That's in my opinion. I see. A lot of people that I've talked to have had very, okay, let me rephrase this because I did hear somebody insult the Cash Cash remix and I wanted to fight them, but, their insult was not fair. It was unwarranted and it was, one might even say, disgusting. But, like, everyone who was in that dance thought that you did a very good job. 10 out of 10, would do again.
Thank you. Thank you for conveying this to me.
But that does bring up the question. I'm curious. How did you choose the dance that you would teach?
I have like a playlist of songs that I really like. Like, not songs. Like, occasionally I'd go on long binges of 1 million, like you know, the dance studio. I watch their videos like all day, and then sometimes like certain dances were really stood out, and they really resonated with me. And those dances I saved. So then, like at the end of the day, like after like a several months or like a year, I'd have like a playlist of really like my favorites, like the best of the best, my favorite curated list of dances. Yeah. So at the time, like when I wanted to choose a dance, I'd look through those dances that made me feel the most like I wanted to dance. Like, you know, the dances, like certain dances that you listen to and you watch make you want to like get up from your seat and start dancing too, right? So I narrowed it down to Treasure Cash Cash Remix and Finesse. And I believe I showed it to you. I know I showed it to you. Like, I was like, which one? I think I showed it to you and to, right? And to all.
I could tell you where you showed it to us.
It was at a boba place.
It was in Fengshan in Chinatown. Well, actually, you showed me when we were walking from the restaurant that we were eating at that was like next to Fengshan.
Oh.
Not Feng Cha. It was Moke Tea. My bad.
Oh, okay. Yep, I freaking knew it. It's always a boba shop. But, yeah. Like, that's why I showed you guys those two songs. Because, like, those are the songs that made me want to dance the most.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Do you have a different criteria for how you choose your dances?
I think by the time... I think for me, it's just like which dance is the most fun, which is, I guess, in a similar vein as yours.
Most fun?
Yeah.
Like the most fun to like to
do.
Okay. Like fun to like. Okay.
Do you need like a clarifying?
Yeah. Like, huh?
What? Do you need a clarifying?
I am, I'm trying to figure it out, like, what exactly you mean by fun. But, like, it looks fun, like, yeah. Like the moves are really, like, unique, and, like, they look really flowy, or, like...
I don't know, I think, in terms of... I remember joking about this, that, like, my preferred dance style within BASIC was, like, vibey fun. Which isn't... That doesn't really help, I guess. But,
I think I know what you mean. Like Trust Fund Baby was like that, right? It was like very bouncy. It was very high. It was kind vibe-y. Of high energy. It was very... Yeah, it was vibey. Yeah.
And then I wanted to teach...
Me by fun, yeah.
I think it was Adore You.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, that's just a fun dance to do.
I see.
Like, I'm so sad that I wasn't able to teach that dance. But like, what happened?
I know. I would have done that dance in a heartbeat. So sad. So sad.
Thank you. I don't know, like, that dance, there's just a lot of fun to do. Like, there's nothing to, I know I'm, like, pulling that the dictionary, like, a dictionary definition of, like, using a word, and it's, like, the process of the same word energy, but I don't know, it was just fun. Like, I don't know. It's fun to do.
The dance energy is fun. The moves are clean.
Yeah. Makes sense. Another way you can look at it is like how much energy is going to be, how fun would this be to do in the group of people? That's not very helpful, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think it makes it much clearer. But
sorry.
I know what you mean.
I think it's kind of hard to explain. Like, I choose my Chinese dance because of music. I choose, like, hip-hop, K-pop basic style because for fun.
Right.
For the vibes. I wish I had better ways to explain it, but I don't.
I know what you mean, yeah. I think I know what you mean. So, yeah.
Like, Adore You was, I mean, like, okay, like Trust Fund was much more swaggy energy than Adore You was. But they were still both, like, fun dances in a way that, like, Treasure was a fun dance. I wouldn't consider, I wouldn't necessarily consider like Call Me Baby or After School like fun dances, if that makes sense.
I know. Yeah. It's like, I think what you're talking about is just like the atmosphere of it. Like the, almost like the genre of the song.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's just like a very, almost like cool, laid back, casual energy.
Yeah.
Happy step kind of energy, right? It's like the energy of the song, is it, right?
Yeah.
Boiled down to that.
Yeah, like Home Run, like the dance that taught for that cypher was like a fun, I consider that like a fun dance.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the other, like I wouldn't consider Sorry Not Sorry, I thought Sorry Not Sorry was a fun dance, but not because it's a fun dance.
Let me think.
Does that make sense?
It's like fun as in like it would be cool to do, but it's not fun as in like the dance itself is a fun, like it's not a type, it's like not like a fun type of dance.
Yeah. I think you and I are both kind of like talking around the same thing.
Yeah.
We get to know we're on the same page.
We're definitely on the same page, I think.
Like, I wish I could explain it better, but I can't.
Oh, the linguistics. The person trying to figure out the word,
or it's like I'm trying to figure out a way to describe it without using the word fun, and it's very difficult.
I'm not even gonna try because you know I'm not the person with the linguistics bachelor.
Fair enough.
If you can't figure it out, I can't figure it out.
I don't know, it was just like I don't know, like there was like a dance that you can see. Like, when people do it, they're genuinely having fun. Let me rephrase this. They're like, genuinely, like, enjoying themselves. If you watch, like, the Adore You video, like, the people who, like, when they're doing facials, they're not doing facials to, like, do facials, if that makes sense. They're not doing facials because, like the facials look extremely natural because they're having fun, not because they're doing a dance that's being filmed.
I see. So that right, because like all the other dances, like they're not having fun, they're miserable.
Okay, thanks for the support there.
Because you're basically making the claim that like all the other dances, they're like
No, it's
actually
more
like not
like
enjoying themselves at all.
it's not that
They're
they're
just
not
like
enjoying
working
themselves.
perfect.
It's like they're acting, you know? Like for Call Me Baby, you have to like act cool and swaggy, but not in the fun swaggy kind of way. Like you have to have like it's acting.
I know
That's what
what
it
you mean.
comes down to it. Versus
I
like
just think it's funny the way you described it. It's like,
okay.
yeah, like we're actually having fun. Like us fun dancers, like we're having fun. But those guys, they're not having fun. They're like actively like,
Miserable.
yeah.
Or like Panorama, like it was a lot more, it was like acting, like you had to act cutesy and pretty and whatever, versus like Trust Fund or Treasure, the Cash Cash remix. It was like, I don't know, I didn't really have to try for the facials as much because it was just like I was having fun. That was the facial that I wanted.
I see.
Like
Yeah, it's like it's like easier to like get yourself in the mood,
kind
in my
of.
opinion,
Or it's like,
kind of.
I don't know. There are moments in like the Trust Fund filming video where it's like, I can tell that some of these people are genuinely having fun. Like at the vibey part where we're all kind of just like, yeah, whatever at the end. Like, I don't know for you about you, but I know like some people were just like, oh, like let's just do memes.
Let me think. I mean, but at the end, like, it was just like we spun around and then we ended up in like a crossing your arms and then it was an end, right?
Yeah, no,
It
I'm
was a
talking
vibe.
about after the me e ka-ching.
Oh, okay. Like, like the bouncing around stuff.
Or another example is like when we did Permission to Dance, like the end, like the director was like, okay, you're gonna do the milking the cow, the one with like the walking, then whatever, right? Like those two, that little like session there, then there's gonna be like another like 4 or 8 count, like of just doing whatever, and then we're gonna repeat. And I just like try to be where that was like probably the most fun part of the dance for me because like and like I can see it during practice videos or filming or whatever, like it was we were just like having fun, like those weren't like facials for to act, those were facials because we were having fun. I feel like I did a very bad job at trying to explain what fun dance
No,
means
it's
without
okay.
using the word fun.
We don't need to like we don't need to like precisely define it. I think we both understand what it means.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just imagine myself as a listener and being like, yeah, thanks a lot for defining a fun dance by using the word fun like 15 times. Then I guess my question is like, how did you like narrow it down? Because I also like had like a really long playlist that I kind of had the same criteria. But how did you whittle it down? Because I know at least like for she looks at a dance and imagines the most idealized version, and then what would be passing for bare minimum, and she tries to find videos for what is considered more of like a recreational bare minimum level, and then figuring that if her dance looked like the bare minimum level that she could find on YouTube.
Oh, I see. That's an interesting way of narrowing it down.
I know I could
I
never.
think it's very detailed.
I know.
I think we did something similar for when me and I and me I, yeah. Anyway, the four of us when we were choosing a dance, it was similar. But when I was choosing my dance for directing it, directing Treasure,
The Cash
it
Cash
was just
remix.
the Cash Cash remix. It was pretty simple. It was just like which one. It was like more of an intuitive thing for me. It was like they were both harder dances, but Finesse looked harder, so I just went with Trust One. Not Treasure. That's why I went with Treasure because already they were harder than my current skill level allowed me to do.
You did
Like,
so well, though.
yeah, thank you. I think I did well just because I drilled it so many times. And I practiced it like way before, like during the winter break, which is now. That's the only reason why. Like, if I were actually learning it, like, I think I would have taken much longer than the rest of the people that I helped teach my dance. But yeah, that's the reason why I chose between the two. Like, it was not too hard to find the two favorite dances that I wanted. Once I found those two, choosing between them was as simple as, like, which one was more realistic? Which was, like, which one was the... Yeah, which one was more realistic? Considering they're already, like, somewhat higher than my level at the current moment. So
I
yeah, that was the way I decided.
interesting interesting because like I mean personally I remember being when you were showing me these two dances be like hey which one if I were to theoretically direct which one would you suggest that I do and you were like hedging a lot I remember
Yeah.
saying that I think I probably voted treasure I think just because they were already kind of built-in formations and that was the only reason why I suggested it for that one.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah.
And I guess maybe that's like a difference from pre-COVID basic to post-COVID basic. I think pre-COVID basic, people were just so willing to be like more flexible with formations and stuff. So like if they're doing a cover of a K-pop dance, since we aren't we weren't a cover group, they're willing to make different formations that resembled the original formation but weren't a one-for-one recreation versus kind of like now I kind of noticed that there was more of an attempt to go for that one-for-one recreation even when there are like a lot more people but
Let's see.
I
Yeah,
don't know.
interesting. Yeah, I wish I could have tried doing a dance back, like, in a hypothetical world, I would have liked to have tried a dance in the pre-COVID era.
Oh, you would have loved. Actually, I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't have. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I definitely would have wanted to try it out though. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, you would have liked
But
the
yeah.
dances that did, but then dipped when. We joked that dipped when he got a girlfriend, but in reality, he switched to comp and he also got a girlfriend. And that was more of just like
No.
the girlfriend was more of like a. Thing it coincided and it wasn't the reason, but we joked that it was because he got a girlfriend, so he ditched basic.
Cody, I'm guessing one of the necktie, was it called necktie? The tie dance thing.
Suit and tie?
No?
No, that was
Suit
like way before our time. That was like 2013.
Oh, okay. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And then like had a dance style that his preferred dance style was I think something that you would have enjoyed. It's just that I don't know if you would have vibed with the way that he directed or conducted himself as a person.
As a person?
Yeah.
Oh. Insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you would have enjoyed pre-COVID basic.
Yeah. I am curious.
Too bad. Too bad we can't go back in time.
Unfortunate. Unfortunate.
But that should probably wrap up this episode. I'm like we've cut a lot of things because we kind of just like went off record a lot. So I'm wondering how long this episode would actually be. So who knows?
How long are they usually?
I try to cut them to about like an hour.
I
Like
see.
a regular podcast episode length.
Lots of podcast episodes are really short too.
Well, I guess.
And long.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the
But
ones I
yeah.
listen to are about like an hour long.
Oh, I see.
I mean, some of them are definitely going to be shooting under an hour. But I try not to go over an hour, is more the point.
I see.
I don't know.
Protect your short attention span of the users
I mean,
like
yes
me.
and no. Like, if I don't know. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's been great talking with you, as usual.
You for inviting me.
Of
Thanks,
course.
Anna. It was great talking to you. Obviously.
Oh, thank you. Obviously, yes, thank you. Hey guys, it's me. I am off script and it is March 23rd while I'm recording this. I thought it would be useful. to state that, because the conversation I had with Justin, that was specifically December 26th. So it's been a hot minute since I had that conversation with Justin. I did want to say, though, even though that he was on a school break when we recorded that, I appreciate it so much that you took the time out of your schedule to have a chat with me, and I appreciate it a lot. I always enjoyed when we talk, so I'm glad that we were able to, I was able to record an episode, but also just like converse with you. So yeah, I'm off script, and that's for a couple of reasons. For one, mainly, I did not want to write a script. And the reason I didn't want to write a script was that when I sit down and write a script, okay, like my mindset is that I need to fill an hour. And if I go over that time significantly, it's okay, because then I have content for another episode. So for example, originally I was planning to talk about the war dance, Sorry Not Sorry, and what was the other dance? Trust Fund, yeah, obviously, in one episode, because those were dances that I was really proud of for one reason or another. And that was kind of the theme that tied them together. But as I started writing, I had so much to say just about the war dance specifically, that once my document starts lagging, I'm thinking, oh, okay, it's time to split this into two. So that's how we got those two episodes. So I'm imagining that if I sit down and with the mindset of, oh, I need to fill 25 minutes of time-ish, and not much longer than that. I want to try to be very precise about that timing. I think if I write a script, I will basically be writing a script for a whole last another episode. So we're off script. So as a result, I am probably going to be hemming and hawing a little bit more. I'll try to cut my, then with a long pause after that out, because no one wants to listen to that. Yeah. So I think I wanted to let you into a little bit of behind the scenes, because as we are moving into these next batches of episodes, it's going to be more freshly recorded, let's say, freshly recorded and freshly edited. Because so I started planning this podcast, I decided, yes, I do want to make this podcast, in last November. So I was taking the time in between, from basically November 12th-ish to December, to kind of figure out what I wanted to do with this podcast, and kind of like that pre-planning stuff, and kind of what topics I wanted to write. And then I kind of hemmed and hawed if I wanted to actually go through with it. And then starting in like mid to late December, I started to actually record episodes. And yeah, so I recorded episodes, and originally I was planning to release these episodes every other week, but at the rate that I had, I didn't realize I had so much that I wanted to say, and I didn't realize that at the time I just had so much free time to be able to do stuff, to record and to write scripts and to edit, and so on and so forth. So we're now on the weekly schedule that we are familiar with, hopefully. I hope there are listeners out there that listen to this regularly. I don't know. But yeah, so I've been trying. So I had this really long backup of material, obviously. And I think the last of my backup material, like my reservoir material, I'm not sure what to call it. It is an episode that I had recorded with a really good friend, a friend I've known a lot longer than I've known Serene, which is honestly insane to me. Time is such a, that's insane. Yeah, so we recorded that in, I think, early January when she was in town. Yeah, and then after that, it's going to be me talking about more recent stuff, more relevant stuff. Yeah. Some things I want to talk about, but I haven't gotten around to talking about. I said at the outset of this podcast, I do want to talk about some dance media, and I do. Okay, let me think about what to phrase this properly. I have seen online that I think that the Dance Moms reunion is coming out soon, and I know there's drama surrounding that, and I do want to cover that because I do want to talk about mental health and physical health and dance at some point. And I think Dance Moms relates to that conversation in the way that, regardless of how the girls are now, the experience that they went through was obviously very unhealthy. And I think it's something interesting to talk about, because obviously I'm not and I never was dancing at that level of competition, but I think it's a valid conversation to have, because while average recreational dancer's experience is not going to be as, hopefully not going to be as toxic or as intense as that, I think that there are some lesser extremes that we can talk about. And yeah. And okay. When I was at work the other day on a lunch break, I looked at some of the, what do you call it? I don't want to say that it's the ratings, but some of the stats, I guess, of the podcast. Because I hadn't checked that ever, and I was just interested to see. And there were more views than I thought there were going to be. I know some of those are me, because isn't narcissistic to say that I listen to myself on my walk, perhaps, but I'm caught up on all my other podcast episodes. So when I walk the dog, I want to listen to something like in one ear. And sometimes that has to be me, because there's nothing else to listen to. Also, I just want to get like an experience. I want to understand what you, the listener, may be experiencing, and how should my volumes be adjusted? Should I be overlaying the music that much? As you can tell, that I have, in more recent episodes, I've stopped doing that as much, so on and so forth. And, you know, coming up, because I've been listening to my own episodes like once after I've edited them, I think you might see some different editing. Like, I might want to go back and edit some of those Chinese dance deep dive episodes to include some of the music from those videos, because I think that's more interesting to hear. But yeah, long story short, I am going to be, when I'm talking about a certain Chinese dance more specifically, I don't really want to get flagged for like K-pop stuff, you know, but for a Chinese dance specifically, if I'm talking about it, I'm going to try to include some of the music if I'm talking about it or whatever. But yeah, that's kind of what's coming up. And it's actually really funny. So obviously, I've planned these episodes a long, far back. And for the most part, these episodes, it's not really affected by my current situation in dance, right? We haven't talked about that in a hot minute. And in the past couple of weeks from when I'm recording this, a lot of things have changed. So there is going to be an episode talking about, I'm working on an episode, let's say, talking about my return to dance more in depth and my thoughts of that since I've been back, and as well as the update, because there were two in January. There's a big update, and I alluded to that in one of my episodes, and then I was going to just talk about that. And then a couple of weeks ago, there was another major update that would drastically change how that episode would go. And so now you can expect that at some point in April, because it not everything's ready yet. I wanted to be a little bit into my new situation more before I made an episode about it. And so, yeah, I think there's going to be more content that's more relevant currently. I know I talked about, for example, the New Year's episode, the Lunar New Year episode. I recorded that for the most part pretty far in advance. And I, when we did that performance, there were some kind of funny things that happened. And then last week, we had the Phoenix Wushu Nationals that I danced at. And it was interesting. It was very interesting. So yeah, there were a couple of things that I wanted to talk about that are kind of more relevant to the current situation. But by that point, you know, there has already been an episode recorded and it's fully edited and it's a little bit, a lot of work to go back and change it, you know? So here we are. But yeah, I think what I'm trying to say is that there's going to be a lot of changes from my end, which will be interesting to experience, but also I think maybe therapeutic to talk about it here because, I mean, for the most part, I'm pretty anonymous on here, so it's kind of nice. Except for the people, I mean, realistically though, the people who are listening are probably people who know me. Yeah, and that's another thing I want to address. Up until recently, I think the people who have really only known about this podcast is my family and the people that I've recorded episodes with. For the most part, I've been very quiet about it. And then that changed this past week when I posted it on my Instagram story. So maybe there are more people who I know personally listening to these episodes. And I mean, people who have danced with me, you are being mentioned in these stories. I'm trying to save your identity a little bit, though, by I'm not using your real name, or if I'm in a conversation with somebody and we say, oh, like, blah, 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 Audrey, and then, like, Audrey, it's not in this conversation, so we bleep that name out, right? So, yes, you are being mentioned, but your identity is protected. Don't worry, guys. And I do want to say that, I mean, I am talking about a little bit for some of these episodes, for example, when we talked about Hua Yao Hua, I'm talking about my feelings and how I felt at the time, but I do want to reemphasize that obviously that was a lot of these things that I'm talking about, except for the stuff that's happening recently. It's a long time ago, right? It's a long time ago. I just want to put it out there that while I remember everything very well, very clearly, I don't, for whatever happened, unless you, like, I don't know, unless we had an actual falling out, in which case I'm not quite sure why you're listening to the podcast. I'm grateful. I'm super grateful. But, like, why would you want to listen to me talk for an hour? Sorry, I think that idea is just funny. But, yeah. It's like, I mean, we're adults. I don't hold it against you. A long time ago, we were kids usually in these stories, so who cares? But yeah, actually, speaking of which, if anybody who I haven't reached out to wants to record an episode, I mean, I'm down. It's just a matter of whether our schedules align. Oh, shoot. When I was saying that, I had a thought, but I don't know. Maybe I'll try to, I have like, what, 10 minutes left that I need to fill. So maybe I'll try to have this little anecdote. I don't know. Okay, so one thing I've been thinking about recently. And, okay, I guess this is not super related to dance, but I just wanted to get it out there. I wanted to complain about it. Okay, TikTok, guys. I am on the platform. I have posted some dance cover videos. It's just me being like, it's just me feeling that itch of wanting to do a style that wasn't, it's not Chinese dance sometimes. And I'm not going to plug it here. But what I do want to complain about, and Instagram does it too, but I think it's a little bit less egregious. Maybe that's because I'm just on Instagram less. But the thing I want to complain about is, okay, let me rephrase this. From a developer's point of view, I understand why the, oh, here's people that you may know, like that feature. I understand why that's there. As somebody who purposely avoids two specific people on that platform that I know personally, and one person I just don't vibe with as a human being. We didn't really have, let me rephrase this. I didn't have good interactions with them. I think their interactions with me were at best neutral. Like it wasn't at worst neutral kind of a thing. We didn't, like, if any beef we had, it was definitely one way. And I don't want to follow them on that platform because I find myself being a more toxic person when this person's even in my peripheral, right? So I'm just, for my own health, I'm avoiding them. And then there's another specific person that I have major beef with, and I want to avoid them at all costs because I think they have made some maybe not great decisions. And that's not to say people can't change. It's to say that I don't vibe with this human being, and my friends don't necessarily vibe with this human being. And yeah, I know that, I mean, last time that we were in contact, which was a long time ago at this point, this person was very active on that platform, and I don't want to be aware of that person on the digital space because we live in two different states right now, you know? Like, has anybody, okay, that's a stupid way to start that question. Like, when you have gone through a breakup that has been really hard on you or it was a really difficult time, right? I at least don't want to necessarily have a constant reminder of that on my For You page. And that's why I don't want this person. May know these people. How about you follow them? This needs to stop because I have said no. I am not interested, like multiple times. And these are the only two that just keep on popping up. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ugh, it's so annoying. But tangent aside, the future of this podcast, I am hoping that we have a couple of more guests. I have a couple of guests I've reached out to, and then January happened, and then New Year's happened, and then we had a family crisis, and then we had the Phoenix Wushu Nationals. Like, it's been kind of crazy since January started for me personally, and I reached out to them in, like, January, and they said yes, and then I didn't necessarily follow up. I didn't follow up with them super soon because of everything that I was going through. So I recently reached out to them again. And we're both in Arizona. So, like, we have, like, gone out to get food together. And it's whatever. It's super cool. But I haven't talked to her about recording our episode. But, yeah, I'm hoping that to have more guests. I really want to have I want to try to have Serene back on, but I know she's super busy. I will let them have everybody back on, but I think I love hearing from perspectives that are wildly different from my own, and she has a different dance background, and I loved hearing about it, and I want to hear more about it. That's all there is to it. And I think there are some people actually from a more Wushu sphere that I do want to talk about. And listen, I think I want to talk about, I'm not going to just start talking about dance because I know some of them, or at least one of them, or let me rephrase this, both of the people that I want to talk about, they have done dance, but one wildly negative experience and another one, she did dance for a long time but then switched over to Wushu. And I think those are just very valuable. I think those are valuable experiences because everybody that we've talked to have genuinely loved dance, and I think that we can look at the thing that we love to do and enjoy doing, but also, like, think critically on it and think about oh, maybe these things are not good in this area. And if we're aware of that, that means that we can either engage in behaviors that either don't encourage it or even try to change it if we're in such a position that we're able to, and so on and so forth. So, yeah. And also, I think that they have a very healthy view on competition, just because, at least from my experience, that's kind of how Wushu has been. It's been a more healthy competition experience than my experience in dance. And I think that's very valuable because they more recently have been in competitions and have experienced that. And it's been a really long time since I've experienced a proper competition environment. Yeah. So yeah, those are kind of my hopes, and also just a complete side ramble for this podcast. Yeah, they're coming up in the next few episodes. Let me actually pull up my list of episodes that are happening. Okay, so coming up is we're going back to talk about more Chinese dance. We have for sure 3 guests have been recorded already, and then there's 1 episode talking about my life update, and yeah, then I think from there, actually, it's going to be writing a script and recording it the week before the episode releases, so that's like what, 4 to 5-ish, maybe 6 weeks, so in like May, that'll be interesting considering that I will be very interesting considering my personal schedule. So yeah, I mean, this episode was a little bit interesting, and I do have when I record with my guests, obviously if we say, oh, this is off record, I completely cut that and it's gone forever. But if it's a bit of conversation that's like, oh, this isn't super relevant, This is not super relevant, I'm just going to cut it and maybe save it for a later episode. I know that Ellen Pompeo has done that on one of her podcast episodes, where it's kind of snippets of conversation and anecdotes. And depending on how, after this recording with this next guest I have, we will see. We will see if we have that. Yeah, sorry. I don't like going off script a lot because it gets to a point where I just don't know what to say. And that thing that I forgot earlier, I still don't remember it. Yeah, maybe I'll talk. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think there are a lot of me off script episodes in the future because I do not like this feeling. I do not think there's anything else I want to say. I think this was just a really long-winded way of me saying what the future of this episode of this podcast is going to look like, and some lots of words to fill that time. So I'm going to end it here. This has been Freestyle Thoughts, a dance podcast, and I hope you join me next week for a proper scripted regular episode.